Hello hackers, an episode or two ago, I recorded words about turning your body into a fat burning machine, and I had taken on a 14-day challenge to do just that. So today I want to give you an update, tell you how it's going, and the good things, the bad things, and all of that kind of stuff, so stay tuned. I believe we are being sold a lie that we need to deteriorate over time. Anti-aging is in our face every day. People are afraid and ashamed of not being young. While aging is inescapable, I believe we can improve as we age. Join me, Belle Carter, as I go on a journey of self-optimization in all areas of life: mental, physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual. Let's get hacked as. So, I started a 14-day fat-burning challenge, and how this goes was, if you missed the episode, it was based on Ben Greenfield's way of life of he does intermittent fasting, but before that, in the morning, he gets up, does some general exercise for 10 to 20 minutes, thinking like walk the dog, do some easy yoga moves that you like, just nothing too strenuous, just movement. And then follow that by a shower, hot and cold shower. It's 20 seconds hot, 10 seconds cold, about for 5 minutes. I think it's 10 times, yeah. So anyway, I've been doing that now for about 10 days. I honestly have missed two of those hot, cold showers and two of those walks in the last 10 days. But I did my measurements today. So I'm excited to tell you that we've had some progress. It's great. Awesome. However, the most challenging thing for me has been the shower. It just makes me dread. I've got my Tabata timer turned on because that's 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off. So I'm like 20 seconds cold, 10 seconds hot. And it's just, it's like that feeling where you just can't, you're trying to breathe but you can't. That's what it feels like when the cold water is rushing. But it's invigorating. I feel good. I definitely feel really good doing it. But it's just, I think what Ben says, he listens to podcasts or music or something while he's doing it. So I think it would be way easier if you could have a timed shower head and just have hot, cold, and not you have to do it yourself. But I mean, that's like first world problems, right? We definitely can do it without needing those things. But so today I did my measurements and the scales haven't changed in weight, but I have lost 3% in body fat, which I think is really, really freaking cool. That's a really solid effort, actually, if you think about it, because if I were to continue this path, it would only take me like two more weeks to be like ab ready. Like, you'll be able to see my abs. Because apparently, yeah, that's about the time when you'll start to see your ab definition of about that percentage. So you will actually see a good amount of abs. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. 3% in only one, just over a week. So I'm continuing on, though I am looking forward to going back to, well, it's really good days and bad days. Like, at around about 10 o'clock in the morning, that's when I start to feel hungry, and it takes a fair bit of self-discipline to not go out the back and get my lunch if I'm at work, have a bite or something. Like, it's definitely achievable, but then when I get to about 1 o'clock, I'm not really feeling hungry anymore, and that's when I'm trying to break my fast around about that time. But I really do enjoy the feel and just having that eating window. It's a good discipline too, because yesterday I finished work at 10, and so I'm just like, oh man, I wish I was going home to eat something. But then I realized it's kind of more out of just like a comfort thing than actually being that hungry. I wasn't really hungry, it was just like I wanted to put something in my mouth, so I chose a cup of tea. So I'm definitely really excited by that 3% loss. That's a huge thing. 3% fat, 3% of body fat reduced in that time. and the muscle mass is increased. And I've only done weights twice, maybe three times in that amount of time, but I've done a few HIIT cardio sessions, just 4 minutes of that. So it's really been good, and I am feeling really good in my body and myself, and I'm really enjoying this morning walk. I'm just deciding to go just walk up the street and back again, and it's a really good start to the day. Gets my day off to a good beginning, because lately I have been receiving, the last week has actually been a little bit mentally challenging, because I have had an issue with someone who used to work for me who is now just gone mental, basically, at the end of the day. That's all I can put it down to. I don't really understand what's going on in their head, but I got a message today that they're like, basically they're trying to blackmail me. So I'm like, what the frig? Anyways, true colors always come to the front eventually, and we have to, it's really challenging because there's so much that I want to say to this person, but I feel like, you know, when there's a person, people see things in their own way, and in this person's mind, they've obviously got their own perspective and their own issues, and that's why we're having this problem. But I feel like sometimes there's no point in fighting this battle. I just want to close this chapter. I just want to close this chapter and move on. Just bless them and thank you next, because it's just too much of a challenge to keep going this on and on, and I don't want to have to get text messages of being not really abused, but just attacked and blackmailed. Fuck's sake. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's real. And yeah, so it'll be really good to put that behind me. And you know, sometimes it takes a lot of strength not to just give in and be like, do you know what, fuck you. But I'm just really trying to rein it in, and I can tell my mom about this and just be like, fuck her, and I can get it out that way rather than me saying it to her and fueling the fire, really. So I'm just trying to be as civilized as possible to deal with this battle, so that I can just close the chapter, move on. And whew, so I feel like having the clear head from not eating until later in the day and allowing my body to do its processes that it needs to do while it's in fast mode, and from the walking in the morning just helping me get a good start. And I'm building up a good tent in the morning. I'm doing my walk, I'm getting my crazy shower, and you know, just starting my day right, so that when I get these kinds of things, when I come across these kinds of obstacles, I can handle them and just do it in the best possible way, and think about more of how what this person is saying to me is it's a reflection of them and not a reflection of me, and that I can be the best version of me possible to this person. But fuck, it's a challenge. But it's a challenge that I am achieving, and I'm winning, so I'm happy for that. So that's my little update. It's been a bit of a week for me, and I hope it's been a good week for you, hackers. And by all means, take the 14-day challenge. I just made it 14 days so that I could just give it a go, because I feel like 14 days is enough time to be able to notice a difference. And definitely has been. I noticed a difference from day 2, honestly. Yeah. So I'm not going to stick with the intermittent fasting for too long. I don't think, I like to just change up the way I eat and everything now and again, just to keep my body, not so much, so my body doesn't get just adjusted to something. I like to change it up. And also I really love breakfast. All right, hackers, that's it from me. Have a beautiful day. Hey, thanks for tuning in. I hope you've learned a hack or two today. If you like what you're hearing, you know what to do.
Like, subscribe, rate, comment, share, depending on where you're listening. If you have any questions for me or any of the guests you hear on the show, send them to hackedasradio.com for a chance to be featured. Remember, your best days don't need to be behind you.